But when we had ascended to an elevation of about 250 feet, we were stopped by insurmountable obstacles. The converging inside walls changed into overhangs, and our climb into a circular stroll. At this topmost level, the vegetable kingdom began to challenge the mineral kingdom. Shrubs, and even a few trees, emerged from crevices in the walls. I recognized some spurges that let their caustic, purgative sap trickle out. There were heliotropes, very remiss at living up to their sun-worshipping reputations, since no sunlight ever reached them. Their clusters of flowers drooped sadly. Their colors and scents were faded. Here and there, chrysanthemums sprouted timidly at the feet of aloes, with long, sad, sickly leaves. But between these lava flows I spotted little violets that still gave off a subtle fragrance, and I confess that I inhaled it with delight. The soul of a flower is its scent, and those splendid water plants, flowers of the sea, have no souls. We had arrived at the foot of a sturdy clump of dragon trees, which were splitting the rocks with exertions of their muscular roots, when Ned Land exclaimed, "Oh, sir, a hive!" "A hive?" I answered, with a gesture of utter disbelief. "Yes, a hive," the Canadian repeated, "with bees buzzing around."